You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Mark 5, 15 to 20. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. They began to beg Jesus to depart from the region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And this man went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled. So Jesus has just healed a demon-possessed man and exorcised him. The demons asked permission to get into some pigs, and Jesus allows for that. As a result, we read in Mark 5:14 that the herdsmen fled and told it in the cities and the country, and people came to see what it was that had happened. This previously demon-possessed man was now behaving like a free one. He was sitting, he was clothed, his dignity was restored, and he was in his right mind. The people of the town beg Jesus to leave. The freedman wants to go with Jesus. Two contrasting reactions to a miracle. And they highlight the reality of spiritual warfare, which we expect and we should expect as we evangelize. Our Lord didn't permit that freedman to join him. Now, scripture doesn't tell us why, but if we keep reading, we see in Mark chapter 7, when Jesus was next in the region of the Decapolis, that he got a very different reception. The inhabitants of the Decapolis were bringing the sick and the ailing to him. So we can assume that this freedman had done a great job in evangelism in that Decapolis area. He did tell everyone how much the Lord had done for him. When I discover something or someone who transforms everything, I can choose to keep it to myself, but I would be stingy to not share this with someone, or even more, with everyone. I'd be preferring my comfort over giving someone a whole life transforming opportunity. And you know what? I don't want to be selfish, so I want to share. Obviously, I want to be prudent and smart about how I tell others, but my experience as an evangelist is that usually most of us are unhelpfully reluctant. I am an expert on my own life, possibly the expert. I can share with others what the Lord did with me and choose to listen to them. Now, would they give their lives to the Lord there and then? Sometimes, though my experience is I usually help them move one step closer to Christ. I'm not called to move them from point A to point Z. That is something that usually takes the work of other people and normally takes significant time. If what I do and say allows them to get closer to point C or even to point J, then it's a great success. God has been glorified and others will marvel. As we prepare to enter into Holy Week, maybe we can think of five people who need Christ and pray for them. How about we invite two of these five people to join us with something we are doing in our life? It could be joining us for exercise or reading something together, maybe joining us for a meal. If we have a good relationship with them, and if they're ready, maybe we can even invite them to one of the Holy Week events. Come, Holy Spirit, transform me, transform us, so that we would be able to be quick to tell how much the Lord has done for each one of us and how His mercy is new for us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.